Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I went for a joyride down the devil's highway, my eternal soul hanging by a thread.
This is Dennis Quaid. That's from his album that he put out last year called Fallen, a gospel record for sinners. He was at the RNC this week. He's got a couple new movies coming out, and he's on the phone. Dennis, hey, how are you today?
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, how are you?
Excellent. Really good.
Welcome back to Chicago. It's a beautiful day.
Chicago, yeah. It is a gorgeous day out there, isn't it?
It really is. And I'm glad you're on stage tonight at the Athenaeum. And let me just tell everyone listening, free parking tonight, which, Dennis, you know, in the city, that's a big issue. So
Yes, free parking. And also a money-back guarantee if you don't have a good time at the show.
Everybody has a good time when they see you. So was the show scheduled and you decided to hit the RNC to promote your new film, or were you hitting that and you're like, I'm gonna, because we've been talking about this show for months?
Yes, the show was already scheduled, and then it just turned out that the RNC, because we set that up to go out and promote Reagan, and we're also gonna maybe come back to the DNC actually.
Oh,
and hit them all.
Good. Yeah, because I know you play Reagan, second time you have played a president, and your co-star plays Tip O'Neill, and you two in real life are pretty far apart on the issues, but still have a great friendship, I understand.
Yeah, we do, and that's why we decided we wanted to go out together, you know, to kind of Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan had a relationship that, you know, during the day they would fight about the issues for what they believed in, but after 5 o'clock they were just a couple of Irishmen having a beer, and they developed a really great friendship. And I think it exemplified where all of us politicians and political parties and people should try to get back to.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think when Reagan was shot, Tip O'Neill was the first person at the hospital. You know, I mean, that's the kind of
Nancy
relationship.
Was the first, but
well, yeah,
Tip
Nancy,
O'Neill
of course, but
second.
Yeah.
They had a great kind of humor with each other, you know. I think Tip O'Neill said, man, you'll do anything to get your legislation through. And Reagan said, I explicitly said I didn't want a Democrat within 150 yards of here. But they prayed together, and they had a great relationship.
Yeah, and so I know you're a Texas guy, raised in Texas, a Baptist, I had read, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But at some point, you explored many religions, whether that's Buddhism. I understand you read the Quran. You came back. You read the Bible back and forth 4 times. And that whole background had to lend, you know, I wouldn't say credence, because you're already, I mean, it is who you are, but to Fallen, the album that you released last year.
Yeah, that's true. You know, when I was a teenager, and this is back in the late 60s, early 70s, I got rather disillusioned, which I call churchianity. And I, you know, started to explore other things. I read Siddhartha, which led me to Buddhism, and I read the Bhagavad Gita, went around the world, you know, just asking people, different countries, who is God to you, and read the Quran. I'd read the Bible, but, you know, then I tried everything else to fill that hole. I tried, relationships. I tried, my career, my drugs, wound up in rehab, and read the Bible again, and I came back to the red words of Jesus, and that's what really brought me back.
So writing for that album, you have some originals on there, including Fallen. That had to be a spiritual experience for you.
Yeah, half of the songs are songs I grew up with in the Baptist church, and the other half are songs that I've written through the years, and I actually wrote three of the songs while making the record. And it's kind of, it's a spiritual journey is what it turns out to be. And I called it fallen a gospel record for sinners because it wanted the biggest possible audience I could get. But, you know, I think it reaches out. That's what I hope to do with it.
Dennis Quaid is with us. He is on stage at the Anthoneum Center tonight on Southport at 7:30. Grab a ticket. Dennis, we're still going to see you do Great Balls of Fire, right?
Oh, of course, man. That's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, music is music. It's music is fellowship. Music, and they're going to do some rock and roll, little Frank Sinatra maybe, and just to have a good time. And that's the whole point, is to have a good time. I really appreciate people coming out and paying the hard-earned money. And we got a money-back guarantee if you don't have a good time.
Hey, is it true that Jerry Lee Lewis taught you how to play piano?
Yeah, he was one of my teachers. I got the role, and I had a year to prepare for it. And Jerry Lee was he was one of my teachers. I'm still trying to pinch myself about that. And he was also on the set every day going, "You're getting it wrong, son." But quite a character.
I spent my entire career in country music. This is my first talk show. And I love the influence of Cowboy Jack Clement on you, how in 1978 he told you, "Son, you need to be a country singer."
Well, I was doing my first music movie, in fact. It was with Christy McNichol, remember, from Eight
Is
Enough?
Yeah.
And it was called The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. And I was staying at the Reed Hotel in this two-bedroom suite up there on top. And there's a knock on my door, and this man is standing there, and he says, "How would you like to be a country western star?" And it was Jack Clement. And, I already admired him, although I didn't know his face, but Jack was the engineer at Sun Studios when Elvis walked in. He discovered Jerry Lee Lewis. He discovered George Jones, Charlie Pride. He wrote Johnny Cash's first hit. It was music legend, John Prine, he discovered. And I just feel blessed to have a mentor like that in my life. He's left us a few years back, but his influence goes on.
And when did you make the move to Nashville?
About 4 years ago, during COVID. Just decided that we were going to move there, my wife and I. And we looked for about a year, and then we found a place, and I just love it. It's my favorite place I ever lived. And I'm from Texas, but my grandfather actually left Tennessee about 10 miles from Nashville in 1902 in a covered wagon to go to Texas. So I had a lot of cousins there, and it's like family.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're excited to see you on stage tonight. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes of your time. We appreciate it. Yeah. And one last question. Dennis, if you had to choose between music or acting, what would it be?
That's a toughie because I don't have to choose. Thank God.
Exactly.
The Anthoneum Theater is a beautiful, beautiful place. I was just down there today, and what a venue.
Yeah.
It's historic, it's intimate, and sound is fantastic, and we're going to have a good time.
We'll see you tonight.
All right.
Dennis Quaid on 720 WGN. Pretty easy to talk to, right? Get tickets. Go see him. Coming up after 2 o'clock, Susanna Wickham, the CEO of Pause Chicago. I'm hosting their beach party this coming Thursday. We'll find out more about that. And even if you can't make it, I hope you will buy a ticket and make it. You can still bid on some auction items online. And then our Foodie Friday continues with the chef at Lyra. Joe Rizza joins us on 720 WGN after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago.